Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak on the Masechta Bava Metzia, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Ho'una'a arba'a kesef. The amount of ho'una'a is 4 kesef four ma'as for something that's worth a sella, which again means 1/6. That's what we already had two opinions earlier Mishnah, I think it was Mishnah Gimel, we already had two opinions about that. Va'tayna shtei kesef. If a person is moda b'miktza, so that by the halacha is midah raisa, a modem mixas is chayav shvua, but there has to meet certain criteria of how much is there a claim against the person, how much is he admitting. So the taina has to be at least shtei kesef, vahoda'a shavapruta, and the hoda'a, the amount that he's being modded to, has to be worth at least a pruta. And that leads us into a discussion that chamish pruta said. There happen to be 5 halachos that depend on the amount of a pruta. Hoda'a shavapruta, as far as being modded, there needs to be a hodah of at least a shavapruta. V'isha miskadesh b'shavapruta. The first mission kiddushin that you can be mekadesh nisha with kesef means it's got to be at least a pruta of kesef. V'hanena b'shavapruta min ahegdish ma'al. In order to violate the me'ila for which you chayiv the keren and the chomish and the carbon and everything, it has to be that you got a shavapruta worth of hadna'a from hegdish. V'amotzi shavapruta chayiv lahachris. When it comes to a shavas aveda, if you find a shavapruta of something, that's when you have to announce it and do a shavas aveda. That goes as chaver shavapruta v'nishpalo yelchener achra v'afilu madai. And if a person stole at least a shavapruta and he swears falsely that he doesn't really owe it, he has to go chase the guy down that he stole from in order to return that item that was worth a shavapruta. So those are the 5 halachos that relate to a shavapruta. Once we're on the topic of 5 halachos that relate to a specific amount, the Mishnah tells us that there are 5 halachos that relate to a chomesh, chamisha, chamoshin hein. Not chamisha chumashin, there are 5 chumashes also, but chamisha chamoshin. There are 5 halachos that relate to adding 1/5 onto the original item. 1/5 is the way the Mishnayos refer to it. It's what we would call 1/4, meaning 1/5 means 25%, because we measure these things as what's called a chomesh milavar rather than a chomesh milagav. Meaning if I the starting point is $100, so 1/5 is going to be add 25 to that, and now that 25 is 1/5 of the new total of 125. So it's what we would normally call a 25% increase, or 1/4, but in Mishnah's terminology, they call it 1/5. So there are 5 chumashin. Ha'ochel truma. If a person eats truma, somebody who's not a kohen, a zar eats truma, trumas meiser, or he eats trumas meiser, which also has a din of truma because it's supposed to go to a kohen, it's just the part that the Levi gives to the kohen, trumas meiser shel demai, or trumas meiser of demai, which means that it may not have been required to take trumas meiser, to take ma'aser rishon from in the first place. It was only suffik. V'achalo, or chalo, which has a din of truma. V'abikurim, or bikurim, which is given to the kohanim to be eaten, the first fruits, mosif chomesh. So in all those cases, the zar who ate it not only has to reimburse what he ate, but he has to add an extra chomesh. That's all halacha number one. Halacha number two, v'apoda neta revayi, ma'aser sheni shalo, mosif chomesh. If a person is ever being poda, his neta revayi, the stuff that grew from a fruit tree in the fourth year, which has a din of ma'aser Sheni, or actual Meiser Sheni, and you don't want to schlep all the fruit you slime teeth there, so you exchange it for money, and you have to add 25% to that, so you add 25% to that. HaPodes HaKdesh HaMosav Chomesh. A third halacha, if you're being Poda Hegdish, you have to add a Chomesh onto its value. So if the Hegdish that you're being Poda is worth $100, you have to give Hegdish $125 to get that item back. Number four, Hanena B'Shavaputim in a Hegdish Mosav Chomesh. If you got Hana'a of a Shavaputim from Hegdish, you have to add a chomesh when you pay back, when you reimburse the Hegdish for the Hana'a that you got. And number five, Vagozal Schaveru Shavapruta Vinishpalo Mosav Chomesh. If a person steals from his friend something worth a pruta and he swears falsely about it, then he admits later on that he had sworn falsely. So not only does he have to pay it back, he has to add an extra chomesh as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that Ona'a is 1/6. When it comes to a motive mitzvah, the taina has to be at least shtei kesef, and the hoda'a has to be at least a shav. Shava Pruta, and that led us into a discussion that there are five dinim that relate to Shava Pruta. There's Mother Mitzvahs, there's Kiddushe Isha, there's Mi'ila Behegdish, there's Hashava Saveda, and there's being Gozel Chavero and swearing falsely to only if he stole a Pruta, do you have to chase him all the way down to Madai to pay it back? And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that there are five halachos relating to Chomesh. One is eating all different types of truma. There are many, many things that have the halacha of a truma if you're a non-Kohen. Second was being poda to that which is Maaser Sheni or has a din like Maaser Sheni, like Netar Ravai. Third is if you're being poda to Hegdish, you have to add a Chomesh. Fourth is if you're being if you were Nanya from Hegdish, you have to for a Shavu Pruta worth, you have to add a Chomesh. And fifth is if you stole and swore falsely about it, so you have to be Mosef Chomesh when you finally come clean and tell the truth. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes.